let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Thank you for joining us, spending some time with us on today's program. The critically acclaimed Unlikely is the debut novel written under the author's nickname Winsome Peters, when Nate discovers that there are people trying to steal ideas from the company where his dad is employed. Well, he jumps at the chance to uncover them. Yes, he doesn't have any detective experience, and yes, they are criminals per se and might be dangerous, but he thinks he can handle it. Won't his dad be impressed when he grabs the perps unless the perps grab him first? He faces more to lose than just dignity. He has put himself, plus his best friend Zachary, who just got dragged into this, in a dangerous situation. The outcome may not be what either of them want. Winsome holds a BA in interdisciplinary studies, currently residing in San Antonio, Texas, surrounded by family and her cat. Winsome Peters, authors of Unlikely, is with us on This Week in America. Winsome, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It is really an entertaining read, and where did this idea come from? You've created this whole little world out there. Where did this idea for Unlikely come from?
Yeah, I know that's hard to answer. I always wanted to write, and I love working with kids, so I decided to write a children's book that just was just a fun read, and I thought, you know, this would be a good book for kids in elementary who would just like to read something that's really just humorous. So I honestly don't know where it came from.
Well, once you got the idea, you created, as I say, this world out there. You've got this community where Nate and Zachary live. Talk about that and what the community is like. You describe it as maybe some people would even call it like Mayberry.
Yes, I wanted a small hometown feel where everybody knows everybody. So you're more trusting in that type of environment. So that's the type of environment I created with Nate and Zachary. So the things that they would do would be a lot more adventurous than someone who, per se, lives in a bigger city where a lot more issues go on.
The book is Unlikely. Winsome Peters, our guest on the program, the author. The book's available at bookventure.com in the bookstore, of course, available at Amazon as well. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly to information on the book, Unlikely. Let's talk about developing the characters and talk about a little bit of background on the main characters I talked about, Zachary and Nate, who have very interesting nicknames as well in the book, don't they?
Yes, Zachary, his name is Potmus, and his nickname is Potmus, and Nate is Hiccup. And they're two best friends, and I wanted it to feel as if, you know, they lean on each other, just like any best friends would lean on each other. And Nate's he's the smarter one, and Zachary's the more athletic one. So Nate tends to pull Zachary into a lot of issues that he doesn't necessarily want to get into, simply because that's not his personality.
Yeah, he sort of finds himself. Yeah, he sometimes finds himself getting caught in these things. I don't think he even realizes he's getting caught in these things at that point, does he?
No, he just goes along because this is his best friend, and he's going to stick by his best friend no matter what, even if he doesn't think it's wise.
Let's talk about that storyline that I mentioned in the beginning, that people are trying to steal ideas from the company where Nate's dad works. Without giving away too much, talk a little bit about the background, because this really opens up a whole lot of adventure going on in this town with these two.
How do I say this without giving away too much? like I said, Nate's the more adventurous one, and he wants to basically prove to his dad that he has what it takes, him being the middle child. So when he overhears something that he thinks is going wrong in his town, he thinks, this is my chance. This is my chance to stand out, not be this middle child anymore, and I'm going to discover what's going on no matter what it takes. And he's going to grab Zachary, and he's going to make Zachary come along and help him, because two pairs of eyes is better than one pair of eyes. So they go and they do their thing and try to discover, just being little detectives, mini detectives, going around the town, just using their eyes and their ears.
Yeah, and they have that realization that maybe we're in over our heads here, don't they? Where there's a time when they're like, you know, these are adults we're dealing with, and maybe they're a little smarter than we are.
Yeah, exactly. He kind of always felt that from the beginning, but Nate, he's a little stubborn, so he's going to do what he's going to do, and he's going to pull, he's persistent.
Persistent, okay,
he's
yes.
He's going to figure it out, and, you know, because he is going to make sure that he stands out. So, he is one of those type of characters.
I love the characters. Yeah, and Nate and Zachary, and you do such an excellent job of really developing these characters during the course of the book, Unlikely. Are these based on anybody you know? Where did you come up with the idea for the two characters?
They're not based on anybody. They're not based on anyone. The nicknames are based on certain things. The Potmas. I thought it was funny. I thought it was just a play on words. It just sounded funny to me.
Yes, they are.
And Hiccup, it comes from like a movie I saw. So I pulled that out, but then I had to slowly change it. And how did he get that nickname? But yes, but they're not based on anyone I know.
Yeah, and it's a great story how we got that nickname. You'll read it in the book Unlikely by Winsome Peters, our guest on the program. Again, available at bookventured.com in the bookstore, and you'll find it at Amazon and link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about this process in writing the book for you. I mentioned a debut novel. It's hard to believe this is your first one because you've tell a story in such a way that it would seem like you've done a number of these before, but when we started doing the first book. Talk about the process. Did you develop an extensive outline before you started, or sort of began with a premise and went from there?
I definitely did not have an outline. I just started writing, and I had the first page, and then I had nothing. And so I would put it aside, and I would just come back to it, revisit it, which is whenever. And I didn't have anything. And slowly but surely, the story came. And some of it's pulled from my background, from my childhood. Some of it's just completely just made up. And so I did chapter by chapter. And I decided, well, do I want to add more? Do I want to take it away? And that's how the story began. And I've always wanted to write. So I think it helps being a teacher that I was able to put this book together. So... Yeah, definitely.
What has this experience been like for you? The fact that you've wanted to write, you actually sat and wrote the book, and then you suddenly, you're sitting there reading your book, Unlikely, great book cover, well-done book, and it's got your name on the cover. What was it like when you experienced that?
The finished copy, I was glad. I was done. I didn't think I was going to get to this point. So I was beyond happy that I actually finished it.
Yeah, there had to be tears of joy as you're looking there with all of the blood, sweat, and tears that went into getting the process to get the book written. And there it is published, and people are now able to read it and enjoy it. Talk about your expectations of people who read it. There's a very entertaining story there as well. Are there other lessons, themes you want people to take away after they've read the book?
I don't know if it's so much a lesson or a theme. I mean, it's just a good read. Someone
yes.
told me that this book has a Home Alone feel to it when I described
yes.
it to them. So I actually have to give credit where credit's due, the person who helped me. It was actually one of my fourth graders. Her name is Kaylee. She's in Miss Peterson's fourth grade class at an elementary school. So I told her I would give her thanks for
very
helping me with that.
Sometimes you get advice and counseling from places you least expected, I guess, and she was right on with that assessment. What has the reaction been like to the book and to you being an author?
With the kids, because I show it to the kids at school, especially when it comes to reading time, and I always introduce anybody as a writer or an author, overwhelmingly, they are enthused about the book. And I've been asked many times if they can read the book. You know, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time, so we have to do work, but it's been overwhelmingly positive that people like this book. So
the book is Unlikely by Winsome Peters. That's W-Y-N-S-O-M-E, Winsome Peters. The book's available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. You'll find it at Amazon and link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. This is the debut novel. Are you working on another project at the current time?
Yes, I'm working on actually two. The first one is actually, it's two parts. It's Watcher's Eye, and then the second part will be Beneath the Watcher's Eye. So yes, that's what I am currently working on now. And I wouldn't say working on it, but I have, just like with Unlikely, I had one page. There are a few other books where I have just one page written, but I haven't developed it well enough to Yeah.
So you sort of write that first page, wait and see if something comes back. If you're inspired, it'll be a book. If not, it's one page and it'll be there for a while. So that's sort of the way to start that. It's amazing. You read all these things where they say, get the outline, and you talk to so many authors, successful authors, who really start with a book like you do. They've got an idea and they sort of see where it goes from there. It's sort of like the story writes itself. Is that what happened to you once you got started, where the story just sort of took on a life of its own?
That's exactly how it started. I had to get started first. Once I got started, the ideas started coming, and it started making sense. So, yes, that's how I wrote. That's correct.
You mentioned you've always wanted to do writing. When did you get interested in reading and then decide you'd like to write, and some of the people that have influenced you as a reader and as a writer?
I wanted to write since a child. You know how sometimes they ask children, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Yes.
It was either a teacher or a writer. And the goal in my mind was, I'm going to teach first and going to write later. It actually has flipped. I'm writing first. But I've always, as a child, I've always wanted to read. I've always been in the library. I still go to the library. I've always had a passion. Where I get that from, I'm not sure, but I've always had a passion to read. One of the people that I like to read, one of the authors that I really enjoy the way he writes the way I understand it, that's a good way of saying it, is Scott Westerfeld, the Uglies trilogy.
Oh, yes.
I like that style of writing, where there's a little bit of imagination, but you can see, well, possibly it could happen. I've always liked that style of writing, so I definitely bought his book.
When you started, got the idea to write Unlikely, how long did it take you from beginning to end? How long was this process for you?
You know, the kids ask me that same question, and that is so hard to answer because because since I wrote the first page and I put it down, it took me, I don't even know if I want to say it, a couple of years, because I wasn't consistent because I had nothing and I was frustrated. So I tell the kids it took me a long time, which is not a specific, but I didn't have anything.
Well, if you take the gaps out of there, you probably went a couple of months where you actively were working on it. And it's interesting because you talk to people that are like, they have the writer's block. They think they've got something going. They sit down and they find out, boy, there's a dead end here. It sounds like you really don't sit there until you figure it out. You just sort of go away and it figures itself out on its own. Is that the style you use? Just sort of like, if it ain't coming, it ain't coming.
That is the style I use, because if I just write and there's nothing there, it doesn't sound good and it doesn't make sense. So I have to go away and calm myself, calm my brain, think of something else, and then the story comes.
The book is Unlikely. Winsome Peters, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left talking about her first book, Unlikely. Talk a little bit about the title. How did you come up with the title? Because it, it, it captures your attention. You've got a great book cover as well, but Unlikely, how did you decide to get the title, that come up with the title Unlikely?
Because since it's set in a smaller town where, like I mentioned before, a lot of people have less reservations about trusting one another, they're going to be more open. And I just thought, well, the events that happen in this book, some of them probably could happen, but some of them are, to use my title, unlikely to happen. And that's how I came up with the title.
Well, it's an excellent title. It's something that sort of sums it up, and it's very easy to remember, so you can recommend it to other people to read. The book is Unlikely by Winsome Peters. The book is available at Amazon. You'll find it at bookventure.com, the bookstore as well, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. Please stay in touch. Let us know how you're coming with the other books, and would love to have you back to talk about that. Excellent job on the debut novel, Unlikely. Winsome, thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It has been our pleasure to have you with us. Winsome Peters, our guest on the program, the book Unlikely. It's available at Amazon, at bookventure.com, the bookstore, and by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You'll find more information as well. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.